review two.
Sorry about that. The air in this room is terrible today. Excuse me again. Yes, pollution is a big, big problem, don't you think? Listen to this.
Many people are worried about pollution. They're worried about its effects on their health and on their children's health. People have different opinions about what to do about it.
And now, listen to what this man says.
There's too much pollution in the air today. It's unhealthy to live in a big city. Someone has to do something about air pollution.
Now you will hear a few statements about what the man said. Say if they are true or false. Ready? Be sure to correct the false sentences. He thinks there isn't enough pollution in the air today.
False. He thinks there's too much pollution in the air today.
He thinks no one has to do anything about the problem.
False. He thinks someone has to do something about it.
In the man's opinion, it's unhealthy to live in a big city.
True.
And now listen to this woman.
Dirty air is one of our biggest problems, and it comes from automobiles. We need to reduce the number of cars on city streets.
Now listen to the statements and say if they are true or false. Correct the false statements. She thinks air pollution is one of our biggest problems.
True.
She says factories are the biggest cause of air pollution.
False. She says automobiles are the biggest cause of air pollution.
She thinks we need to increase the number of cars on the streets.
False. She thinks we need to reduce the number of cars on the streets.
And now listen to this man's opinion. Factories are the problem. They cause a lot of pollution. I think the government needs to control the pollution that is produced by factories. They should fine companies that pollute the air. Companies should pay for the problems they cause. Now listen to the statements and say if they are true or false. Correct the false statements. The man thinks factories are a problem because they produce a lot of pollution.
True.
He thinks the government doesn't need to control the pollution that is produced by factories.
False. He thinks the government needs to control it.
The government should pay for the problem it causes.
False. The companies should pay for the problems they cause.
And now listen to another woman.
Water pollution is what worries me the most. We have to stop putting chlorine and other chemicals in our drinking water.
Listen to the statements and answer true or false. Water pollution is what worries the woman the most.
True.
She thinks we have to put more chlorine in our drinking water.
False. She thinks we have to stop putting chlorine in our drinking water.
She thinks chemicals pollute our drinking water.
True.
And finally, listen to what this man has to say.
I don't go to the beach anymore. The beaches are polluted. Sometimes the water at the beaches is too dirty to swim in. We need to send people who pollute the beaches and oceans to prison.
Listen to the statements and answer true or false. The man goes to the beach every weekend.
False. He doesn't go to the beach anymore.
He says the water at the beach is too cold to swim in.
False. He says the water is too dirty to swim in.
He says people who pollute the beaches need to go to prison.
True.
Very good. Now let's do some repetition. Listen and repeat.
There's too much pollution in the air today. It's unhealthy to live in a big city. Dirty air is one of our biggest problems, and it comes from automobiles.
Factories are the problem. They cause a lot of pollution. Water pollution is what worries me the most. Sometimes the water at the beaches is too dirty to swim in.
Now look at the telephone bill in your book. Answer the questions. Ready? Which section of the bill do you mail with your payment? Do you send the upper section or the lower section?
The lower section.
And now another question. Which bill was higher, the last bill or the current bill?
The last bill.
And another question. What's the last day this bill can be paid? In other words, what is the due date?
September 7th.
What's the woman's last name? How do you spell it?
Monroe. M-O-N-R-O-E.
What's her account number?
203-555-4298.
Look at Amy's address. What is CT?
It's the short form for Connecticut. Connecticut is a state.
Look at Amy's address again. What is 06830?
It's the zip code.
Okay, good. Now listen to this.
Your telephone bill is $22.83.
Let me confirm that number. It's $22.83.
Now you will hear some amounts of money. You say, let me confirm that number. Then you give each number again. Ready? Your total telephone bill is $18.53.
Let me confirm that number. It's $18.53.
Your bus ticket is $36.90.
Let me confirm that number. It's $36.90.
Your bill comes to $14.50.
Let me confirm that number. It's $14.50.
Your plane ticket comes to $2.50.19.
Let me confirm that number. It's $250.19.
Your bill plus the tax is exactly $33.33.
Let me confirm that number. It's $33.33.
Your two round-trip tickets come to $3.45.16.
Let me confirm that number. It's $345.16.
Your groceries are $19.78.
Let me confirm that number. It's $19.78.
Very good. Now let's review some vocabulary words. Answer the questions. What do we call a person who can't wait?
Impatient.
And how do you spell impatient?
I-M-P-A-T-I-E-N-T.
And what do we call a person who is concerned about other people? He or she feels bad when something bad happens to you.
Sympathetic.
How do you spell sympathetic?
S-Y-M-P-A-T-H-E-T-I-C.
What is the word for dirty air or water?
Pollution.
And how do you spell pollution?
P-O-L-L-U-T-I-O-N.
And what is the word that means you're sorry for something you did?
Apologize.
How do you spell apologize?
A-P-O-L-O-G-I-Z-E.
What is the word that means very, very tired?
Exhausted.
How do you spell exhausted?
E-X-A-U-S-T-E-D. H-A-U-S-T-E-D.
And one more question. What is the word you use when a lesson is finished? You also see this word when a movie is over.
End. The end.
How do you spell the word end?
E-N-D.
And guess what? It's over.
This is the end of Review 2.